Dan Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. Hey, sorry about that. If you're just joining us, you don't know this, but at the end of remember, I'm still in my temporary studio. Hopefully this week we'll be in the new studio. But so we're having the cold weather and the wind. And I don't know if we had a power or an internet issue because we had some last night. Whether that was it, but we lost our connection. So we apologize for that. I don't know where I was. I was talking about, I don't know what I was talking about, but we apologize for that. We had to go to commercials and then make kind of a not-so-clean break, I guess, to the hour. So we apologize for that. We're back on track. If you want to queue your call up, now's a good time to do it, 844-707-5533. We've got lines open. And we are ready to get to phones as soon as we get this board going. 844-707-5533. You can queue your call up. Also, we have our Ag Report coming up. Craig Haugert coming up with an Ag Report. I guess the commodity markets are closed, too, I would expect. I believe so. And happy Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. If that is a holiday for you, I sure hope it is. I want to remind all of you that we probably, I said this a little bit ago, and this might have been something that was cut off. I don't remember. But I'm probably going to have a conference call at the end of the week. I'm going to take a look at that and see what the story is, but I'm probably going to have a conference call at the end of the week. So we'll let you know about that. There's a number of things that we need to recap and talk about that is happening that I want you to be fully aware of. And more importantly, I want you to have a feeling and understanding from where I'm coming from on all of that. And we should probably do that next, towards the end of the week, probably Thursday or Friday. So keep on the lookout for your alert email if you're a partner that you're going to get in reference to that. By the way, folks, we have a new policy, so we are not keeping any partnerships on the site once they expire. So Pat sent me an email this morning, said she took 21 off either last night or this morning that it expired. And I said, look, that's fine. You know, we try to reestablish the automatic on the credit card one time, and that's it. And let's take them off. So there's at least 21 of you that aren't going to get the alert on the conference call. I don't know who the 21 are, but there's 21 people anyway, and that's added to the 360 people that we took off last week. So if you are sitting back waiting for an alert on the conference call and you don't get it, it's probably because you're no longer a partner. And in some incidents, it's been expired for some time. So anyway, we're not going to do it anymore. It's just going to come off automatically so that we don't have to go back and do it manually at some point in time. So I just want to give you a heads up about that. If you are a partner, you might want to be aware of that. Listen, we've got so many things that we've got to be thinking about. And one thing is, I hope that this is the year that you are freeing up discretionary income with Samaritan's Ministry. It is an amazing ministry. I hope that you are willing to save yourself $300-$400, whatever it is, for you to become a part of Samaritan Ministries. We saved, my wife and I, this was 4 years ago or so, 5 years ago, we saved over $1,400 a month. We both had individual policies. So you can, who knows what you're going to save. I've got emails from people saving $900 and people saving $200, but you're going to save a lot of money every month. That is money that's going to go a long way. Maybe you can fund your IRA account with it. I've had emails from people say, I'm now fully funding my Roth IRA account as a result of the money I saved. So good stuff. So make sure you check that out. It's an amazing ministry. If nothing else, call and talk to somebody and tell them to send you a package. Their phone number is 877-764-2426. 877-764-2426. If nothing else, call them. Say, can you just send me information or talk to them? They're great people on the phone. So give them a call, and that might, you know, that might help you at least pray about it or make that decision about that. So you need to do that, and I hope you will. All right, 844-707-5533. We've got our ag report coming up. That soon as we get back, we're going to get the phones. So we have our ag report with Craig Hager coming up. Then we will get to phones. So look, the ag, the commodities could change quite a bit. Some maybe on the negative side, maybe on the positive side, depending on U.S.-China trade and how all that works out. And look, amidst all the economic political wrangling that is going on in Washington, one of the things that all eyes are going to remain focused on is going to be U.S.-China trade negotiations. And next week, we're going to get into it a little bit stronger. I think there's more of the delegation. There are some here now. There's more of the delegation that's coming at the end of the week. So we'll get into that. And we'll watch that very close and how that's going to impact our ag commodities. Here's Craig Haugert with our ag report. We appreciate Craig so much. We're glad he's with us. So we got our ag report, and then I'll be right back right after Craig.
This is Craig Haugert with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Well, there was no overnight trade, and the markets will be closed today as well in honor of Martin Luther King Day. So I'm going to go way out on a limb here and boldly predict that the markets will remain unchanged until the overnight session opens this evening. Now, on Friday, we saw corn trade higher, although it remained in a narrow range. Prices were pressured from a lack of supportive news, while South American weather concerns provided some underlying support to the corn market. Soybeans traded firmer all day Friday as rumors surrounding the U.S.-China trade negotiations swirled about. China and U.S. are going to meet again January 30th and 31st, and China has reportedly offered a six-year import boost of $1 trillion to help achieve balanced trade. But there was no news related to intellectual property, and that seems to be a huge sticking point. China also reportedly is expected to lower the value-added tax on soybeans by 2%. In other Chinese news, the African swine virus continues to make headlines. China's Feed Association reports that in December, hog feed was down by 15% versus the previous year, while poultry recorded a 4.6% gain versus last year. Finally, it's worth noting that last week, China reportedly booked 25 cargoes of soybeans, as crush margins have been improving in China. Down in South America, the forecast for northeast Brazil remains dry. Now, soybean harvest is getting started in Brazil, with an estimated 6% of the crop already harvested, which is ahead of the normal five-year average of 1.5%. Wheat continues to trade in narrow ranges. There is the thought that we're going to see improved export demand. Last week, we heard rumors that China was buying U.S. wheat, but it turned out to be Egypt that was in buying instead. Regardless of who the customer was, it was still good to see U.S. grab some export business. In other export news, it seems as if the jury is still out on Russian exports. I continue to hear talk that they plan to curb exports, and then I see stories stating that they're exporting wheat at a record pace, followed up by officials in Russia stating that there's no talk of Russian exports backing off. I guess the market will continue to get whipsawed by Russian rumors until enough time expires to sort that whole deal out. We saw cotton futures lose some ground on Friday, with the March futures closing 48 points lower to settle at 73.89. Livestock futures had a split session, with cattle lower and hogs higher. February live cattle finished the day down 57.5 cents, while March feeder cattle finished a dime lower. Lean hogs turned in a positive outing, with February lean hogs 37.5 cents higher for the day. Class 3 milk futures finished the week on an uptick, with the February futures closing up 8 points for the day on Friday as they settle at 14.22. And in the cash market, choice beef boxes were 65 cents higher at 213.15, while selects were up $1.81 as they closed at 209.45. In hogs, the pork carcass values closed 13 cents lower for the day as they settle at $69.90.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
He made me come, but I loved it. The town hall meeting with Dan Celia is a place where you're going to find out information that you won't get anywhere else. Honestly, he's the only person that I can really trust with any kind of financial advice.
I believe that Dan is really speaking from the heart. I think that he has definitely done the research and he understands what's going on, not only with the finances, but with the country in general.
I think young people should care about finance because right now we are in $18 trillion in debt, and that's not my parents' debt, that's my debt now.
The team that comes with him is awesome, and you get a chance to actually meet everybody.
And he has a really good presentation. He's very winsome and very engaging.
Definitely take his knowledge and then go out and do something with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Celia from Financial Issues. I hope you can join us for one of our upcoming town hall meetings. It's a lot of fun, it's free, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll register today.
In November of 1620, the pilgrims came to America with the hope of building a civilization that would one day be a shining city on a hill. At the American Family Association, we believe that dream is still worth fighting for. We believe that marriage was instituted by God, that families are worth preserving, and that every human life is worth protecting. We are the American Family Association.
Peace and joy, knowing that God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. Let me go to phones, 844-707-5533. Let me go to David. David's calling us from Arkansas. Hey, David.
Hi, Dan. Good visiting with you this morning.
Thank you.
I am a partner and real happy to be involved in your ministry. I've got a couple of boys that are excited about investing. One is 17. And he's got a few thousand dollars that he's looking to get started with investing. And then one is 13, and he wants to do the same, not quite as much money as the big brother. But they really are interested in some income type stocks. And so I'd like to get some advice on where to get them started, what's a good platform, and what kind of account do we get set up.
Well, probably the best place to go as you get started is Robinhood, David. You could go to Robinhood.com, and it's a free trading platform. So that you can place a trade. The real upside to that is when you're getting started, a person can buy, you know, three shares of something without paying a, you know, $5.95, $6, whatever it is, for a trade. It's free. So it's a great way to get started in trading, to start to get used to it, and see how things move. So certainly, I mean, if they want to do income, then you can show them some things that are on my buy list, of course, but. I would, you know, of course, somebody that young, I'd always recommend that they'd be, you know, far more aggressive than income, but that's fine. But it may be but Robinhood would be the best way to get started for sure.
Okay. As far as being far more aggressive, what would you be meaning by that?
Well, I would be looking at some growth stocks, You know, I'd rather see them in, you know, some of, like, take a look at the 9 for 19
right.
that aren't income, you know. And I would look at more of, you know, a long-term growth kind of outlook, maybe some of those technologies, a little bit more aggressive, which means they're going to be more volatile. So they're going to go down a little bit more in the down times and up a little more in the up times. But in the long run, you know, they would be great things to be on a continual investment kind of every once in a while. You know, to add to it or buy something similar to it. So that might be a good place to start.
Okay. And I'm probably not worried about IRA, anything like that at this point.
No.
It's going to be an investment account.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Okay. Just let them get started and get a feel for it, and then you could change that down the road.
Okay. Good deal. Thanks, Dan. Have a blessed day.
All right. All right, David, thank you. I appreciate your partnership. Good stuff. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry's also calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
Appreciate what you're doing for everybody out there. I have
sure.
two stocks in my portfolio, MA36 and UT42. Who have been on the downside most of last year. They've been on the downside. And I'm wondering, do you see them pulling out of their slip, or should I do something about them?
Well, they're already up for the year considerably. And, you know, so they've already started that. Yeah, I think last year definitely would have been a good time to dollar cost average down. But in light of that, I don't think they've, I mean, check and see. I mean, I don't think they've come up above where you bought them at. But, you know, I'm, you know, assuming if you're following with me, you're a long-term investor. And
yeah.
They're two companies that I would dollar cost average. I'd buy some more of.
Okay.
I think that would make the most sense because, I mean, you've missed this initial run-up that they've made, but, I mean, you didn't miss it because you own it, so you took advantage of it. But nonetheless, I believe they still are probably, I'm not sure about the MA36, but I'm not sure about either one of them. You know, I don't know when you bought them, but I would look at that, and if they are, you know, 10% below where you bought them, at least now still, then I would definitely consider dollar cost averaging.
Yeah, one is 14.89%, and the other one's 11.48% below.
Okay. Okay, well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Yeah, I mean, I would dollar cost average.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're good companies.
Yeah.
You can either do that or use your money to, you know, get out into a couple other sectors. But, yeah, if you want to just stick to those and do that, I think that's fine.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
Sure thing. Thank you, Jerry.
You betcha.
Appreciate your partnership. Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody's asking if we can buy a multi-year partnership. I think it would be a good idea. Yeah, it might be a good idea. I never really thought about it, to be honest with you. You're the first person, believe it or not, that has ever asked that question. Isn't that crazy? I think we thought about it 2 years ago when we changed our website and decided against it for one reason or another. I don't remember, but certainly worth taking another look at. And that's a great idea. Yeah, and keep in mind, folks. You can always elect to get it annually renewed automatically, so you don't have to worry about it until you go in and uncheck it. But you got to make sure that the credit card is maintained. You know what I mean? That something didn't happen. I mean, a lot of people get rid of credit cards because they think there's some theft in it, you know, or issues, or it got compromised, and they end up getting a new credit card. So that happens often. So. Anyway, yeah, it's good. Good thought, Billy. Thank you. 844-707-5533. Let me go to George. George calling us from Ohio. Hey, George.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for working the holiday. Some people have to work it. Anyway, I know. The comment I have is I just found out that there's $31 billion that President Trump can use. These funds are going to be used to build homes in Afghanistan. I think we have a bigger need than Afghanistan. We need to protect our border. And he should get into those funds and stop the three-ring circus that the Democrats are holding. And let's get some action done.
You know what? Yeah, that's a great point, George. And there's also, he's already committed to postponing or doing away with some other funds, you know, funding Pakistan and other countries. Here's the problem, though, that when we think of that and we say, well, that's, you know, let's use that money. It is a big deal to get that money reappropriated to now border security. That's the problem. This is the government we're dealing with. You and I think logically, we think, well, you know, you've just picked up, you know, $30 billion. Let's just use that. And, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So they want to spend it. But then you're still in the same battle of how you're going to reappropriate it. And that's got to be reappropriated on an annual basis. So that's, you know, that I don't know that maybe the argument should be, and this is, you know, goes to your point with President Trump is, hey, we saved this money this month. Forget about giving us more money. Let's just shift all this money. Let's do the budget. Let's reopen government. And when we do that, let's reappropriate the spending that we had already allocated last year. Again, this year, let's reappropriate it to the wall. And maybe that would be the argument that he ought to take. Now, I'm sure there is a legitimate political reason why that doesn't happen. But you bring up a great point, George.
The ironic thing is that $5.7 billion is like a nickel of all the money we spend each year. You know, that's hardly anything.
Exactly.
The Democrats want to play games. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm 63.
It is crazy.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
I never have either, and I think things are only going to get worse. I mean, it's crazy. But it is. It's nothing. You know, I was making the argument. I got, you know, how come the Democrats had no problem with the $150 billion that we sent Iran in cash, in crates, yet we can't get, they can't find $5 billion? This is just, look, this president could ask for lunch money and they wouldn't give it to him. I mean, there's no way. They're not going to, I mean, like I said, that I was saying earlier, you know, that he put out his compromise Saturday. They said no before he even spoke. They said, no, we're not going to do it. They didn't know all that was in it. They still don't know all that's in it. But they said no. They're not even looking at it. And this is why I think, you know, we got to get to putting their feet to the fire. We've got to get, you know, and Mitch McConnell, since we still have Senate control in there, Mitch McConnell's got to put something on the floor and it's got to force the feet to the fire of Democrats so that if nothing else, they will understand and the American people will understand that we did put forth a compromise bill and the Democrats won't even look at it and continue to put the blame back on them. But I don't know. It drives me crazy.
Thanks for allowing me to comment.
So I'm with you, George.
I appreciate it. You have a great week.
You're welcome. Thank you. Great
Thanks.
Stuff.
Okay.
Yep, you
Thanks.
Too. Thanks, George. 844-707-5533. We've got lines open. We're right back to phones. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, now would be a good time to do it. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up. I hope that maybe during this break, it only takes a second, take a look. Go to financialissues.org. Go to our retreat video right there. Take a look at it. Pray about it.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxit not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxit takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxit also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxit relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxit is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now, 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Your money God's way.
Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. Somebody's telling me, John is telling me, that he still can't get Timothy funds at Charles Schwab Broker. I thought we got over that with Charles Schwab. I don't know what the deal is. Now, I wonder what funds you're trying to get. I don't know. They were making the Israel fund available, and then they stopped because they figured out that it was an Israel fund, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why. I don't think you're missing anything, John. I'm not sure what the deal is. I don't know why that's happening. Yeah, I don't blame you. He says he really would like to stay with Charles. Well, it's hard to leave a broker. You got everything set up. You know the broker's platform and all that. I don't know. Go back and call back, and get a different person. You know, sometimes that helps. But and if that doesn't help, I would call Timothy and ask them if they know somebody they can talk to, because Timothy revoked their selling agreement or something. I don't know. But try calling Timothy and see if he can. In the meantime, I'll try to do the same. See what I can find out. Thanks, John. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Jim. Jim's calling us from Mississippi. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for working hard all weekend and having that buy list updated this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've spoke with you before. I really overbought in the ITTE sector, thinking each one was supposed to be 7%. So I've got twice as many of those as I need. And I know that when something comes off the buy list, it doesn't mean to sell. But I was curious, with the two that came off today, would it maybe be a good time for me to balance that? I would still have the IT46 and TE29, and I could raise some cash, needed cash, to invest in some of the other sectors at this time.
Are you negative in those two and the other ones that you would sell?
No, I just purchased those a couple weeks ago, and I'll probably have $400 or $500 up between the two for total.
Is it in an IRA account, Jim?
Yes, those are in our Roth IRA, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be okay to do that. I mean, I hate to sell. I like those companies, and I hate to see them sold so quickly. I think their long-term outlook is really good. And I hate to see you sell them. I'm wondering if, if you need that, you got to get in balance. You know, I don't want you to be out of balance. So I guess that's what you have to do. Because you don't want to be doubled in that. 14% is way too much.
No, I don't. Yes. And I wondered about selling keeping some of those and maybe selling some of the IT46 and TE29. I have very little of TE29.
That would be a good idea. I would rather see TE29 go and selling and trying to keep some positions that you have in the others and sell a little bit from each of them and see if that'll get you where you need to be.
Okay. I haven't purchased any of the Timothy Mutual Funds as of yet. I just quickly looked over them this morning, considering selling these tech stocks and then buying some of the Timothys, because I wasn't really looking for long-term growth. Is that, I don't believe the SCAX, the strategic growth one, is on your buy list, but I wondered, would that give you a good balance of all the funds?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that is back on my buy list now. At least, I think it is.
I could not say for sure.
That's what my wife uses in her Roth, and it does. It kind of gives you a nice balance of all their funds, and that's a great way to go.
Okay. Well, and the only other question I can ask at this time is, I found a note that I had written down from you one time that about 40 to 50 funds all total in a portfolio is good, and I'm way less than that because I bought two or three off of each one of the, like on the 9 for 19 and on the buy list. I just tried to buy those things, which gave me like two industrials, two or three materials. Would I be better off to try to get more of those, just rebalance that to where I have more in each sector?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think do it, yes, when you have some, when you get all the sectors complete, you have something, one or two like you already have in those sectors. Then, if you get an opportunity to make another round 1 year or 1 month or whatever, then I would try to add, different positions to those sectors. I think that the goal is overall, as you continue through and you add to it. Now, unless you have some very big, dollar amounts in one or two of those and that you can split them off, that might be an okay thing to do. But other than that, I would just do it gradually and wait until you have more, the next opportunity to do that.
That sounds good. That sounds real good. Thank you so much. And I look forward to
Jim,
whenever you have the Branson retreat, because I'll be so close to that. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good. Thanks, Jim. All right.
Good day.
844-707-5533. Yeah, we'll probably go back to Branson. So we're in Dallas this year, and then the next time we'll go back to Branson again. And But yeah, I know we've got a lot of people close to Dallas driving distance, so we're excited about that. So we have some people that are going to commute. You know, they're not going to stay there. They're just going to stay for the day and go home, go to sleep, come back in the morning. I mean, so, and join us for breakfast. So we'll have a lot of that in Dallas. Anyway, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Mike. Mike's calling us from Texas. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Hey, Dan. My wife and I are partners with you, and I had a couple of questions for you. One is about your website. Back last year, when I go on your website, you had like 5 pages of content. When I go on it now, I've got like 16 pages of content, and I've tried refreshing and all that sort of thing, and not really. Is it supposed to be that way?
I have no idea, Mike, to be honest with you. I hate to say that to you, but I couldn't tell you how many pages of any one of those tabs. I mean, we dramatically reduced a number. The only thing that I don't even know if we added. The only thing that we've changed is we've eliminated, not added, but we've eliminated, combined and condensed some of our instructional videos and things like that. So that should have got a little bit smaller. And we're going to be adding back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
That's how it was. Yeah, that's how it was in 2018. Like, you know, I go on the first page and, you know, you have your, all of your 101, 102, 103 series would be on that same page. Well, now I go to page one and it's like, it's just got it broken down a bunch. I mean, it's like 16 pages of content, and I don't know. I don't,
I'll look at it. We've been working hard. We got a new search engine, so we worked hard on that, getting all that. That just got finished last week. So we worked hard on the search engine to get everything searchable. So we changed the search engine. We got everything more searchable. So if you're looking for a video about IRA contributions, you can type it in there and find it. And maybe something changed in that. But I really don't know, but I'll definitely find out. Mike, I'll look into it and see what the deal is.
Okay.
But I wish I could give you a better answer.
Oh, that's okay, buddy. It's computers. What are you going to do? My second question to you is, and Dan, I might have shot myself in the foot on this. You know, I know better. You know, if it's not on your buy list, don't buy it. I got that.
Right.
I think I kind of jumped the gun on this one. You had on your commentary page, which I look at every morning, about January 2nd, there was a pharmaceutical stock that was going to be, there's going to be a big acquisition happen with that.
Yes.
And, yes, sir. And you should have the ticker in front of you. Well, on
yes,
the 3rd, I bought some of that stock on the 3rd. And I guess I just got confused about it because when I saw it on the commentary, it was kind of leading me to believe that maybe you should buy it. That was just the way I perceived it, Dan, not that you made any mistake with anything.
Sure.
My deal. Was I not supposed to buy that? So,
well, here's what I'd say. If you bought it, it's okay. But yeah, it was. So my point, and it was a little confusing the way I had it. So that stock I have is a sell when it gets to $102 a share. Now, the reason why I had that share price in is because that's what the company's paying for it per share. That's what they're buying it for. So it's got to go up to that at some point in time. And it will, you know, unless the deal falls through. That's why I didn't have it on my buy list. So, but now that you own it, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean,
would you consider taking charge of with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. You will also receive our regular email alerts to give you updates on things you need to be alerted to, like economic data that could change how you should be treating your investments. And of course, we might be alerting you to buys or sells you should make. You'll have access to Dan's asset allocation models and have opportunities to adjust your portfolio accordingly. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. Okay. But best of all, you'll be supporting the ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Values and beliefs. Christian Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Let's go back to phones, 844-707-5533. We've got lines open, 844-707-5533. The whole first hour was commentary, by the way, if you're saying, well, Dan's not doing a lot of commentary because the market's not open. I did it for the whole first hour almost. I don't think we took a call. Did we in the first hour? I don't think we did. No. And so there's plenty of opportunity for you to go back and listen. I hope, folks, you have all found, you know, one of the great things was that YouTube clobbered us. We're not politically correct enough for them. They took us down. That's fine. It's okay. But we're up on our website, financialissues.org. We're up on Facebook. We have our app is running fine. So if you got our app, you can listen. Let's see what else. Are we FISM TV? Are we up on that yet? I don't know if we are or not. No, we're not, but probably the next couple of days. So we're getting all that worked out. The nice thing is it forced us to get hopping on building our own platform there for that, not dependent upon YouTube. So we're good in a lot of places, still a lot of places. You can still hear us and listen to us if you were usually looking at YouTube. So good stuff. Let me go to Gene. Gene's calling us from Texas. Hey, Gene.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a little bit of a concern. Since I retired, I moved from a retirement portfolio to the income portfolio, and I noticed that while I had health care in my prior group, and I didn't see any health care on the income
portfolio.
So my thought is so I can move my health care into the sectors where I am short.
Yes. That's what you should be thinking about doing, Gene. Exactly.
Oh, okay. So that answers my question. I was sort of hoping to hold on to them. They were pretty good. So.
Yeah, I know. So some of these health care companies and some of the non-biblical biblically ones, are paying some dividends. And some of the technologies, a lot of technologies don't pay income, you know, and it's harder to get them on the income portfolio. If they do pay dividends, a lot of times I won't put them in the income portfolio because I don't have any faith that it's going to continue. It's going to change. It's going to go back and forth. They don't have any kind of track record of paying income for an extended period of time. So a lot of times, because it's so, the income is so volatile, that I don't have those on our income portfolio. So sorry about that. So yeah, that's you'll have to. I mean, there's no rush. You don't have to hurry into it. But yeah, at some point in time, you'll want to reallocate that to the income side.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Gene. I'm glad you called. Thank you for your partnership. Sure do appreciate it. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Keith. Keith is calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Keith.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing? Great to hear from you.
Good.
My wife and I are partners, and thank you so much for taking my call. You've kind of been helping me. I've been calling in every once in a while asking questions about my mother's folio. And it's basically an income folio, but it's pretty, we're trying to get it where it's pretty heavy on like a CD ladder or some inflation protected bonds in there, kind of to go along with that. I had a question about those things. On the inflation protected bond that's on the income folio on the website, is that like you buy an individual bond, or would that be like that C-15 that says it's inflation protected?
Yeah.
Is that how you do that?
Well, if I had, my preference would be to have individual bonds. Now, that's very hard to do now because they just don't issue them too much. I don't know if you've ever bought treasuries. There's a site called treasurydirect.gov. treasurydirect.gov, and you can open up an account there and you buy bonds, you buy treasuries directly from the government. And they stopped, so the H bonds and the inflation protected bond funds are individuals. They're just not very prevalent anymore. The government doesn't like them, obviously, because they're not as beneficial to the government. So they don't issue them all that often. And when they do issue them, they get bought up by the institutional bond funds, like the ones on my list. So I personally use those on my IRA, those ones that are listed for my income inflation protected. And they go up and down. I think they're down right now. I think they've been down for a while. I don't pay a lot of attention to them. But yeah, so that's what I'd recommend you use.
Okay, so just go to treasurydirect.gov and see if I can find the inflation protected ones.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah, absolutely, I would do that first. I don't have the time and the patience, but which is a stupid excuse, but because it's probably the better thing to do. So it is, but I would go there at treasurydirect.com. It's a good idea to have an account there and set it up. It doesn't cost you anything, and you can watch treasury bills, and when they do get issued, you'll get a notice of the issuing, and you'll think, oh, that's great. I'll buy them as soon as they issue them that day, and you go to buy them, they'll be all gone. So it's gotten so hard, but it's definitely worth a look.
And then, like, the CD ladder, is that something like I just go on bankrate.com and find a bank that offers good rates, or how do
you
I
can.
Do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I would go and shop it. I would shop it as much as you can on Bankrate or just through. If you go on the website, search CDs, you'll see a lot of individual companies offering CD rates. You know, make sure they're FDIC insured, not because I care about the insurance, because it just tells you that it's legitimate and, you know, a recognizable name would be good. But, yeah, I mean, you can do it that way. Or if your mom's account is in a brokerage account, one of the big brokerages, you can buy FDIC insurance CDs from there as well and put it right in the account. So you can shop their site. I would do that first, shop and see what kind of rates you can get. And I don't have a problem now, Keith, going out as long as 2 years because we're not going to be in a rising interest rate environment much this year at all. So I think you can go a little bit longer and look at dividing it maybe, you know, a 2 year, an 18 month and a 12 month CD, get a little bit better overall, you know, average rate.
Okay. Okay. And then for the fixed securities, is that something you do like on your brokerage also?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So you can look at fixed, you know, fixed, they would be individual bonds. And in your mother's case, maybe, you know, she might already, does she already have some muni bonds? Is that you that told me?
She does. Yeah, she does. But they're the ones that they put them in there until like 2040, which kind of makes me nervous. But.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Just be really careful, and this is a good lesson for everybody to hear. Be really careful when you buy individual fixed securities bonds, when you're buying those bonds. Be very, very careful when you look at those on your brokerage. There's only one thing you care about, and there's a lot of columns. The one column you care about, forget the interest rate, the payout. Don't look at that. Look at the YTM column. That's what it'll say, YTM. That is yield to maturity. So that is telling you what you're going to yield from the time you buy it today to when it matures. That's the only thing you care about. Don't look at anything else. Because I can tell you story after story of people that went in and bought a, you know, a 5%, 5.5% bond, and they ended up getting, you know, less than 1%. And they could have done that in a CD because of the timing of when they bought it. So when you do that, you only look. I have a video on this. YTM, yield to maturity. That's the column you look at. That's all you care about. Don't look at anything else.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Keith. Hope that helps.
Okay. God bless
you. Call.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Yep. Good stuff. Yeah, and I'm glad I got a chance to talk a little bit about that. It's very, very important, that yield to maturity. If you do, if you're a bond, you might have already done that. You might have gone in and maybe you saw the video and did it watching that, or you didn't, and you bought a bond, say, hey, here's a government bond. It's going to mature in 6 years, and it's paying, you know, 3.5%, and you'll find out that it's only paying maybe 1% by the time you get finished with it. So be very careful of that. It's good stuff. Oh, I had a sneeze. A lot of you got to leave us. We got another hour. I hope you'll queue your call up. Our phone lines are open, 844-707-5533. Folks, please keep in your heart Preborn. They are doing some wonderful work this year. I'm really excited about what's happening in 2019. They have gotten into some of the biggest cities, the cities that are the highest abortion rate, and they are now in there. And we're really excited about it. Somebody asked and said, well, you know, why isn't their address on their website? Are you crazy? Do you have any idea the kind of fire that they are under all the time? They don't broadcast it. They'll tell you if you call them. But look, I would check it out. And you can give, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds for $140. We have partners here, ministry friends that are doing it every month. We have ministry friends that write a check for $15,000, believe it or not, and buy an entire ultrasound machine for one of the centers that is on the list, waiting list. But there's so much opportunity there, and I hope you'll check them out. It's preborn.org, or you can dial #250, that's their phone number, #250 on your phone. And the keyword is baby, and you can give over the phone. If you've got to leave us, Remember, all that you have is His. It's all the Lord's. I hope you have a wonderful day. Be a good and faithful steward. More financial issues after this.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.